Hello and welcome to Two Tacos High, a handball podcast. I'm Brian Seaman.
I'm Nick Hansen. We're excited to have you join us. As always, our purpose is to talk all things handbells, current and upcoming handbell happenings, interviews, guests, and other surprises. And today is a very special one as we do invite a special guest onto our podcast. As of this recording, we're about 5 months until International Symposium in Japan, and we thought it'd be a neat idea to invite guests from the different representative countries to Symposium and make some connections, get to know them a little bit more, and get us excited for what is to come. So our first stop on the ironic road to International Symposium is Damian Lim from Singapore. Welcome, Damian.
Hello, Nick. Hello, Brian.
We are super excited to be attending International Symposium, as we've mentioned before in this podcast. And we're also super excited to talk to a lot of the people who are a big part of that event. And so we're excited that you are the first one of our international guests on our road to International Symposium this year.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
So before we get into kind of the meat of the symposium itself, I wondered if you would be willing just for a moment to share some background about your music training and specifically how you got involved with handbells.
Yeah, I was trained as a Yamaha electone musician since being a kid. And then in high school, I started to join the concert band, the school concert band. And that took me on for about, I went on for about 15 years. And I completed my stint with the Singapore Armed Forces Central Band as its principal percussionist timpanist for 6 years. Played in orchestras, played in musical theaters, played in gigs as a percussionist. But then handbells came about in 2004. It was just sheer coincidence, that is. So I was in a school teaching percussion, and then the handbells teacher in charge came forward and said, our handbells instructor is leaving. Would you care to teach handbells? And I was like, what's handbells? She said, come in and give it a try. And I thought, okay, why not? I mean, we're all musicians after all. And when I went in, I've never walked out. And that happened 20 years ago in 2004. That's how I started handbells.
So very similar, it sounds, to a lot of folks here in the States, too, just have that opportunity given to them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. It's a very rare instrument in Singapore, by the way. Handbells, that is.
But mainly in schools, is that correct?
Mainly in schools, that's right. We've got, to be honest, there's less than 30 handbell groups in Singapore. I think there's about 16 in junior schools, 8 in high schools. We've got about 4 or 5 churches and a couple of private groups, including the Ministry of Bells. And that's it. Wow. That's it.
Wow.
So you mentioned those groups, and I feel like you are involved in a good portion of the handbell world in Singapore. What are you currently doing, and what groups are you currently directing and leading there?
Well, I'm heading the Ministry of Bells as its founder and principal conductor. And in the Handbell Ringers of Singapore Guild, HRSG for short, I'm its executive director. So I'm actually the one running its operations in partnership with the president and the executive committee to create handbell activities in Singapore. This is mainly for the general public. In the Ministry of Bells, we get involved in community performances very often. In fact, this year we've already had two concerts. The one in January was for our annual concert, which Nick has been to Singapore mm-hmm. in 2018 to conduct. And just last week, we were blessed to have the Kinjo Gakuin University Handbell Choir from Nagoya, Japan, together with Mr. Toshikazu Yoshida, to come into Singapore. And then we organized the first Singapore-Japan friendship handbell concert. So we hope, through this success of the Singapore-Japan friendship handbell concert, we hope to extend the invitation to handbell teams from other parts of the world, USA included, to create the Singapore USA friendship handbell concert, or any countries that is keen to work with the Ministry of Bells.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. I saw the pictures from that last concert with Kinjo Gakuin on all the social media and was really jealous. Wish I could be there for that performance, because that would be awesome.
Well, you won't miss them. They will be in Hamamatsu, Japan in August.
Absolutely.
When did any representatives from Singapore begin attending symposium? Were you involved at that time or not quite yet also?
No, not at all. My first involvement with International Handbell Symposiums dates back to 2008, Orlando, Florida, USA. But the first Singapore participation was way back, if I'm not wrong, it was either in Birmingham, UK, or Makuhari in Japan. So that was the first few, yes.
That's way before what I remember for those. I think Orlando was my first one also, actually. But I was not very aware of Symposium before then, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I heard about the Symposium actually in 2006, but it was too late. 2006, by the way, was in Brisbane, Australia. I heard about it too late. The registration had already closed. But nonetheless, I think it's good information, Nick, that knowing that you and I, we started attending symposiums at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good symposium.
It was. Yeah, Orlando was great. The space was really good. The repertoire was fantastic. I really enjoyed the rep that year, too.
It was. And it was back-to-back with the National Handbell Seminar.
Right.
So that was like a double bill.
So were you an organizer that year, or were you just a ringer, director? What was your role that first time?
I was just a ringer. It was my first time attending, so I thought just a ringer is just right. I think Debbie Rice was a convener at a point of time for the symposium.
So I mentioned before at the intro that Singapore is a new member of the International Handbell Committee.
Yes, we were accepted into the International Handbell Committee in 2016, and that was in Vancouver, Canada. That was when the announcement was made. So yes, we are the youngest country in the whole committee.
Which also means that you are going to get inserted into the rounds to host an international symposium.
Absolutely, yes. We preliminarily do have a year that we've been inserted into the rotation. In all honesty, by the time the symposium takes place in Hamamatsu this year, the information will be out. So at this moment, I would be only able to say that it won't be any much longer, and it will be sooner than you blink your eye.
Yes.
So until the committee officially announces, only then will we be able to announce officially. But yes, we have been inserted. We just need a reconfirmation from the committee this coming August.
That's awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. As I've mentioned, Nick and I both mentioned on the podcast before, International Symposium has been a highlight event.
Yep.
For us, and getting to see what everybody else in the world is doing with this instrument is super cool. So I very much definitely look forward to this coming one, but definitely look forward to an international symposium in Singapore.
We in Singapore are ready to welcome all of you with big open arms. And when it's here in Singapore, I would say the first thing that you've got to do is to eat. And the second thing that you've got to do is eat more. And the third thing you've got to do is just keep eating in addition to ringing.
I can attest to that. It's all fantastic food. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you. And you're right. International Handbell Symposium has always been a highlight of many, many symposium goers. I mean, there are a few, I wouldn't even say a few, there are a number of us in the world, Brian and Nick included, I'm sure, that we travel around the world to attend symposiums as often as we can. And personally, for me, the highlight of symposiums is really getting to meet international participants and conductors, you know, making new connections. And really, that's how we meet, how we as a Ministry of Bells and myself meet conductors and invite them into Singapore to conduct our team. I mean, that's really the best time to meet people. And even if it's not for, you know, even if it's not for invitations, it's wonderful to meet fellow-minded musicians, you know, like-minded musicians, from different parts of the world. And there is bound to be a lot of things to talk about. Of course, one of the many things that we talk about is food, in addition to you know, how handbell ringing is done and functions in our country. So we get to learn a lot about one another's cultures, one another's handbell styles, and truly it really reflects the message of the International Handbell Symposium, which is to promote world peace through handbell ringing. And that's the message of the IHC.
One of my favorite memories from Symposium was the one in Cairns, Australia, the ad hoc ensemble that we formed with members from literally every participating country, I think, and played your arrangement of Despacito. And it was to be able to stand next to somebody who there is a whole bunch of language and cultural differences, but we're all playing the same instrument. We all read the same language of music, and we're all able to perform that. That was one of my favorite symposium memories.
Absolutely, Brian. I remember that day as well. I think we only ran through the piece like 3 times max. Yeah. It was like during break time. And you're absolutely right. Language was indeed a barrier, but the language of music is just universal, and it was just the music that linked us all together. And I remember we gave ourselves a name, Ringers of the World or something along those lines. So what's going to happen is we are going to ask the Ringers of the World to reunite. Ringers of the World, assemble. In sounds like Avengers.
Yes.
To assemble in Hamamatsu. And we've got a piece ready to be played, actually. So hopefully that Ringers of the World gets a slot to perform. So the piece that I've prepared for the team is actually a Japanese jazz fusion piece called Omens of Love by T-Square. So it comes with electronic instrumentation as well. So really, it's electronics plus handbell. So it's going to be some cool stuff that is going to be happening there.
That's right up Brian's alley.
I was going to say, yeah, we are recording in my room, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, the room upstairs. I'm surrounded by synthesizers, a bunch of synths from the 80s and things like that, which is, I'm excited to go to Hamamatsu because Roland and Yamaha were all based there. So all of these synths were made in Hamamatsu.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we look forward to the the reunion of the handbell ringers of the world ensemble.
Definitely a highlight of past symposium, and I look forward to seeing that again.
Definitely, yes.
So, Damien, how many times have you been the conductor representative? I can think of 3, counting this year. Is it 3 or is it more than that?
No, actually 2.
Okay.
2. The first time a Singapore conductor was put on stage, had the opportunity to be on stage, was in Cairns, Australia.
Okay.
And then the next opportunity was actually in 2022 in Nashville. So I was there in Nashville, and then right now would be Hamamatsu.
And
so this will be my second time.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is your, is it Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence? Is that the piece that Singapore is presenting?
Yes. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. It is taken from the 1983 movie that starred the composer himself, who was actually the actor in the movie Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. His role was as Captain Yonoi, the commanding officer of a Japanese prisoner of war camp in Batavia, today's Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. The co-star was a British pop icon and actor, David Bowie, who acted as Major Jack Salius. So I found this song very much relatable to the message of what International Handbell Symposium is all about, which is promoting world peace through handbell ringing. And being in Japan is really a very special moment because, as we know, in 1945, 2 really very big things happened in Japan. Of course, the first was the atomic bomb in Hiroshima, and then the second was the second bomb in Nagasaki. And I made it a point last year to visit Hiroshima because I really wanted to take in the emotions of what it felt like or what it might have felt like. And truly speaking, I did feel that big sense of sadness that such a thing had to happen. Where the atomic bomb took away many, many lives and buildings and, people's future. And not only once, but twice. And so in August this year, just before Hamamatsu, in June this year, I beg your pardon, I will be traveling to Nagasaki. So before landing in Hamamatsu in August, I would have traveled to both places, and I wanted to fill myself with that emotion so I could share speak more about peace, that such devastating weapons of war should not be ever used again, because it just shouldn't have happened. There could have been better ways to stop such wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that's why I chose Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, to help us remember the past, that it should not happen again in future. And that's really the message why I chose that piece.
I've not seen the movie. I've heard the song countless times. GB actually introduced that to me, actually shortly after we got to first know each other way back in the early 2000s. And it's folks out in the listening audience, if you have not heard this song yet, do search it up to get kind of a sense of just the piano part by itself is so touching. I don't know. It's so hard to describe, but such a beautiful, beautiful piece. So I'm excited to perform that and hear it being performed by hundreds of people from around the world this summer. It's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. And this piece of music in August will be performing, other than using the handbells and chimes, we will be using the Roland SPD-20 as well, which is a percussion pad, octopad. So it's electronics. So we're going to add in sounds of taiko drums, bells, wind chimes, right cymbal, gongs in there to make it sound as Southeast Asian and as possible. And at the same time, we're adding in a bass guitar as well. So there you go, electronics and handbells rung acoustically.
You premiered this back in January with the most recent MOB performance then, right? Is that correct?
It was last year, I think.
Oh, last year. Wrong. Wow. Okay.
Last year when Mr. Michael Glasgow was in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we premiered the piece last year. We played again this year and we played again last week. It's like a song that never gets out of our mind. Because this song is just filled with lots of meaning and emotions and memories. It's Ryuichi Sakamoto, the late Ryuichi Sakamoto, who, by the way, passed away last year. Yeah.
Speaking of Michael Glasgow and Ministry of Bells, something recent just happened, yes?
Yes, yes. And recently we appointed Michael Glasgow to be our principal guest conductor. We now have two principal guest conductors. That's Emily Lee and Michael Glasgow. You know, similar to the London Symphony Orchestra, they've got two principal guest conductors as well. And the role of the principal guest conductor is to return to Singapore as often as they can, to work with the Ministry of Bells and to bring their experience with them to help the Ministry of Bells grow. So that's really the plan for them. And so Michael is scheduled to return to Singapore in 2025 at our 18th concert, MOB 18, Where Dreams Come True. So Brian, Nick, Where Dreams Come True, we hope you can come over with us as well.
That is great. Just what the MOB is doing for, obviously in Bells in Singapore, but just to showcase what is possible with handbells on so many fronts. It's such a great international example. It's fantastic. Really, really well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank I definitely, so definitely want to make it over to one of those events at some point.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What other exciting things are happening? Like, are you able to share a bit about the MOB concert in 2025 or anything else? I mean, obviously not symposium for Singapore, that saying under wraps, but any other things that are exciting in Singapore handbells you can share right now?
I would say in Singapore handbells, next week we have the Singapore Youth Festival, which is a national Ministry of Education program that assesses the progresses of arts groups in Singapore schools. Not only handbells, but in concert band, choir, drama, Chinese orchestra, etc. as well. So next week we have primary schools performing because this year, 2024, is meant for primary schools. So we've got 16 primary schools ringing music that ranges from level 1 through level 5. And I think there's about 6 or 7 directors who are directing 16 schools. So it will be a very exciting moment. From our understanding, the two international judges, Miss Ellie O'Connell from Australia and Miss Emily Lee from Hong Kong. So they were invited by the Ministry of Education. So the government invited them over.
Wow.
So we've got... Yeah, we played no part in that. Yeah, we are the directors, so we are the conductors, we are participants. So yeah, the government will call them in and assess our progress. So it's interesting that in Singapore, we have this program called Singapore Youth Festival that happens every year. And that's because it helps the schools to keep track of handbell programs progress every year to make sure that at least we strike a maintain the standards kind of, progress. So this year it's primary schools, also known as junior schools. And then next year it will be high schools, what we call as secondary schools. So it alternates between high schools and junior schools every 2 years. So that's Singapore Handbells. Upcoming for the Ministry of Bells, MOB 18, When Dreams Come True. It's ringing handbells, playing a lot of musical theater and Disney songs. Mm, nice. Yes.
That'd be fun.
Super fun. I can't really disclose too much at this moment, but it will. It will at some point, middle of next month, information will be released on social media. We will be inviting 11, for the first time in forever, 11 foreign guest players. Now, the foreign guest player scheme is very unique to the MOB. I'm not too sure if there's any other handbell ensembles in the world that does this. I do hope so, really. Because the foreign guest ringers policy, which Nick has witnessed when Kat Nettle from UK and Kate Robinson from Australia came when you were conducting in 2018, bringing in guest foreign ringers allows the local ringers in Singapore, in particular the MOB ringers, to make new friends and to also make new connections and have a better understanding of how other ringers from other countries work. You know, approach handbells. This is done during their ringing time or discussion time or dinner time or meal time. And it's sort of like a exchange program, let's put it that way, because, yeah, we do hope that the teams that we've invited, the ringers from the foreign teams that we've invited, would one day consider inviting MOB ringers back to their countries so that then their ringers in their countries will be able to learn and understand more about Singapore handbells. So this year, 2024, we had 7 guest ringers, namely 2 from Raleigh Ringers, USA, 2 from the UK, 1 each from Hungary, Japan, and Australia. So next year, we intend to increase it to 11. And why 11? We feel that the guest ringers can actually contribute a lot more by forming a special guest ringers item. So since Michael's coming and with myself here in Singapore, Mike and I will take one song each and we will conduct specially the guest ringers guest ensemble. So the MOB then would have additional 2 more songs in the concert and local audiences will get a chance to watch foreign ringers ring in Singapore. So consider it something like an all-stars ensemble in a way from different parts of the world. So we do hope that audiences, handbell ringers that is, sorry, will look out for this in the social media for the launch of the guest ringers registration. So registration this time will be a little bit more exciting, I'll put it in a positive way. Because other than having your conductor's recommendation letter, you do need to have a peer recommendation letter and a video recording of yourself ringing as well. So it's a 3-step, 3-tier assessment before we will accept the foreign guest ringer inside our program. The cool thing, MOB will sponsor the hotel. So all the participant needs to do is pay for their airfare, some of their meals, most of the transportation locally, that means taking subways or taking buses or Ubers. That's it. I mean, the cool thing is MOB covers your hotel. That's a lot in Singapore already. Yeah, so we hope to attract more handbell ringers to come to Singapore and grab this opportunity. So that's for next year's MOB 18, When Dreams Come True.
When you were talking about the youth festival, youth event, Nick and I, as teachers over here, are incredibly jealous of that setup. there is a thing here with locally where you can take your like band or orchestra to county assessment and somebody at the county level gives you feedback and then you can go up to the state level. And that exists for band and orchestra here, but not in any way of handbells. But there's also not a lot of handbell ensembles to be able to support an infrastructure like that.
Correct.
To actually bring in some guest judges. So as educators, Nick and I are very jealous of that system.
Yeah. And one day we hope, there's always a dream Brian and I have that bells here in the United States will get much more in our education system. Because as you know, it's very, very church heavy, which we are glad, of course, that folks are involved in bells, but education, as far as we're concerned, is kind of the key to the future. And to take it one step further here in the States, it's like each state has its own way of approaching education and assessments. I mean, obviously they have to do what federal law requires, et cetera, but not every state does what Virginia does here in Virginia, where they do require the public school bands and orchestras and choruses to be assessed, but not every state does that. So the system is different throughout the country here.
Yeah, and the standards are different from state to state as well.
Absolutely. And in USA, there are 50 states, whereas in Singapore, it's really quite a small country.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be easier for our government to manage the programs, maybe because of our geographical size. It's really small.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to make one connection for our listeners here in the United States, could you give us when you're talking about the age of the students that are being assessed next week, what is the oldest age level of these students, or what's the age range?
Yeah, primary schools in Singapore means 7 years old through 12. So 7 through 12. And next year, high school means 13 through 16.
And just so folks caught that, that means there are that age range of students right now who are ringing level 5 music. And it's just fantastic that happens. It's so good.
With our high schools, we're lucky if we get up to 5.
Yeah.
And then our high school goes up to about 18. So
yeah,
exactly
right. That's exciting about next year's MOB concert in January. And just to plug that, from what I witnessed when I was there in 2018, like, listeners out there, take advantage of this. It is a fantastic trip. Damien is the best host you could ever ask for, and you will be well taken care of. Traveling around the country, getting involved in culture, eating wonderful food, seeing wonderful sights, and you are ringing handbells with other just great, great ringers and human beings on this planet. So if you're on, should I try this? The answer is yes. You absolutely should apply for it. And if you are curious about other details, like, email 2TacosHi, and I'm happy to share a bit more of my experience. But take it from me as someone who's on the conductor side of that, but also went around with the ringers from the different countries. It is an experience you will not forget. Do it.
When do we get enough 2TacosHi sponsorships to pay to send 2TacosHi to one of these?
Soon, maybe. I hope.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I think Americans who have been to Singapore for this foreign guest ringers project includes Leslie Lewis, Angie, and Erin from the Raleigh Ringers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to find out more as well from a ringer's perspective, the three of them would have the experience as well.
Take advantage. It is a great, great experience.
I mean, you had me sold on the food.
That is number one. That's number one.
Especially the durian. You get to try durian. Durian fruit.
Everyone who comes to Singapore has to try durian unless they have some big violent objections, but it's not. They have to try durians.
Anything else you'd want to share that maybe we skipped over or hoping we covered, Damien, before we let you go today?
Well, I would say when the information is about this, the symposium in Singapore is released, do read up on go to YouTube and search for Singapore Tourism Board, and you'll get to see all the lovely sights and sounds of Singapore. I mean, Singapore, it's really a small country in Southeast Asia between Malaysia and Indonesia. It's so small that there isn't any land mass even on the map. You only see a red dot, and that's Singapore. To give you an idea about our size, from east to west, that's 42 kilometers, which also means you can clear it, you can drive through it in 60 minutes. North to south is 32 kilometers. You finish driving in half an hour, and we pack 6 million people inside here. That's how small Singapore is. Food is the main thing, really. International food, local food. But the ringing will be a very unique experience for anybody that comes to Singapore. We coined a term called uniquely Singaporean style ringing. And really, what does that mean is simply taking traditional English handbells and making it more connectable to today's listeners. So that also means the inclusion of electronics and lights and sounds and visuals that hopes to appeal to more audiences who are more sensorially excited by such presentations. So if you get a chance to come to Singapore to experience this, we would definitely welcome you with big open arms. And we hope to see you in Singapore very soon. Remember, in just a blink of an eye, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very excited. And you mentioned it incorporating the electronics and things like that. That's something that I've definitely done here. And I have to send you a video. I forgot. Last year for our school's grandparents visiting day, we did your arrangement, a friend of mine, with my full high school choir. We had a synth and a drum pad. And then our lower school, our like elementary school youngest kids, actually sang along. I wrote out the words for a friend of mine and they sang along with that. So I have to send you that video. It was a really cool thing to have all of our whole school from 7 years old up to 18 years old, all singing and performing together on your arrangement, a friend of mine.
Thank you so much, Brian. That sounds, I've not done that in Singapore yet. So thank you so much for trying it. Thank you. And I must say, I remember you did you mention that you play the Akai Iwi electronic wind instrument or saxophone as well?
Yeah, so saxophone was my original instrument that I first started playing. And yes, I've wanted an Iwi for years. I haven't actually gotten one, but I've wanted one for forever. I almost got, for this year, I almost got one for Virginia Bronze's concert cycle this spring.
Oh, great. Of course, you can get an EV in Japan easily. And for Omens of Love, I'll speak to you. Hopefully, we can get you to play the EV because the song was actually played on EV by the band T-Square. So the lead player is actually an EV player.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm totally down for that. Again, as we record, the synths are on one side and a pile of saxophones from Barry up through soprano are on the other side of us. So
we're surrounded by all of Brian's instruments here.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing the both of you in Japan. And let's talk more about the Ringers of the World Ensemble.
Absolutely.
And make it happen. Wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on our first episode for our road, quote unquote, to International Symposium. We're really looking forward to the event, looking forward to seeing you again and just seeing what the rest of the world has to offer for our art form and our instrument. Right.
Most definitely. I'll see all of you soon. I'll see the both of you at Hartford first, then International Handbell Symposium.
That's right. It'll be a fun summer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Busy summer, but good.
Excellent.
Thank you, Damien. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a couple months.
Thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for Damien for hanging out with us and giving us a preview of Symposium and what's going on in handbells in Singapore right now. As Nick mentioned at the beginning, we definitely plan to have representatives from the different participating countries in International Handbell Symposium throughout the spring and summer leading up to the event and hope to see many of you there.
And speaking of events, we want to see yours, maybe not in person, but at least in writing. If you have not visited that part of our website, twotacoshigh.com/events, please do so and check out what we have listed currently for what might be happening in your area. And if you check that out, you're like, wait a minute, my event is not there. We can correct that. There is a link on that page you can click that will get you to a form to easily fill out. We'll be notified and we'll add events to that list. As we get past each one, we, of course, will take events off the list. So the list is getting rather light, but we want to make sure we have yours there. We want to add one quick point of clarification. We're currently just taking events that involve ringer or director participation. So nothing with concert announcements yet. Brian and I are talking about that a bit further and maybe starting in the quote unquote new season here this fall or winter. We may have an events calendar with performances, especially with live links. If you have a live link of performances, we want to support that as best we can. But for now, please do check out our events page and start letting us know if something's there. I think we just got our first fall event. The Octobell Fest is now on that list, which is great. That's a fun one up there in Area 1. But yeah, check things out on that list and let us know if yours is not there. Other ways to let us know about anything happening or any questions or episode ideas. Remember, not this episode, but the most previous one was a listener requested topic that we went with the composing. But you can connect with us in multiple ways. Two Tacos High on Facebook. You can check us out there. Leave a like or leave a message. Or we do connect every now and then on Handbell People and other Facebook groups. You can connect to us through our email, twotacoshigh@gmail.com. Or, of course, on X and Instagram, still at Two Tacos High. And all of that is spelled out, T-W-O, TACOSHIGH.
As always, be sure to spread the word. We are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts right now. Be sure to go ahead, subscribe, like, rate, and pass that along to anybody you know who might be interested in a handbell podcast. Thank you, as always, to Jillian Purdos for our logo, Mike Joy for Jovana Jovanke, our intro and outro music, and Genevieve G.B. Hansen for managing everything else that we do on this podcast.
We're getting excited for summer. We'll be in Hartford. We'll be in Hamamatsu. We'll be ringing throughout. There's no stop, and we love it. We wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. We look forward to connecting with you, hopefully, over the summer. I'm Nick Hansen.
And I'm Brian Seaman.
This has been Two Tacos High, a Handbell podcast. Goodbye.